gotta be an idiot to bet on that parlay.
It's DTF or bust.
Put it on my mama's porch tomorrow. Welcome back to Hold My Bet Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Park. And today we're actually doing this in person, Mr. Fields.
Yes, we're here together.
Yes.
Now we can look forever. We can look each other in the eyes when we're recording.
But I know it's been a long hiatus. I choked on that word since our last episode, but we have a lot to go over.
We do. First and foremost, I have lost the Baker Mayfield bet. He was named the week one starter for the Bucs, which means I do have to get the Buccaneers Baker Mayfield jersey. It is in the process of being purchased. I get the creamsicle. That's all that I want was the creamsicle jersey. Because it's orange, it'll remind me of Baker playing for the Browns again. So
you just like the jersey.
I do like
the, yeah. I was gonna say I still have my Doug Martin one, so
I do like the creamsicle, but it wasn't the first jersey I wanted to purchase this year, but it's gonna have to be. I've got a couple other jerseys in mind that I want to get this year. I've already got the new white shadow numbered Myles Garrett for the season. So I've got a couple others I want to get, but more for fashion purposes than for fan purposes.
Makes sense to me. And then also, we're officially friends from work.
We are officially friends from work again. Brandon has just started at the company I work at, and I brought him into our fantasy football league, which I'd like to start the episode off with a little recap of how Brandon and my draft went. I think Brandon with the second overall pick, was it the second?
Yeah, second.
I thought he would have full reign over this draft, but I'd like for you to tell us what you drafted.
Yeah, you know, overall, I wasn't too happy with my draft.
You also thought it was a 10-man draft, right?
I also thought it was a 10-man draft, so all my prep just went out the door, and I started scrambling. But overall, I think it was still a solid draft for me. First pick, I went McCaffrey, of course. Then I came around in the second round. Everyone that I wanted got taken away right before me, which typically how it goes in every draft, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Went ahead and got Devonta Smith, and then next round, Chris Olave. So I got good wide receiver crew. Then a lot more players that I wanted started coming off the board real quick. And I went ahead and drafted Joe Burrow, which I'm a little nervous about right now, but I at least got a safety plan or a backup plan. Then I went ahead and picked up Javonte Williams, which I know – part that sucks is that Williams and McCaffrey have the same bye week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where trades are going to come along throughout the season. Then I got Dalvin Cook. I got Njoku, Hollywood Brown, A.J. Dillon. I picked up Kenneth Gainwell because he's supposed to be getting the most carries. Then I got Anthony Richardson, which is going to be my backup plan if Joe Burrow isn't healthy. And then Tank Bigsby, all upside. Jalen Hyatt, all upside. And then Irv Smith Jr. is my backup tight end. Hayden Hurst did really good in Cincinnati last year. Seems like their tight ends always have done good for the most part. So didn't hurt to have him on the roster. And then I went with McManus in Jacksonville as my kicker and Washington defense.
I think the Washington defense was a great pick. One of my strategies is always to find the worst defense possible or worst team possible that's on offense and pick them as your go-to every week for who plays them. So Washington plays Arizona first this week. I think that's going to be the team to watch every week is who plays the Cardinals and kind of watch for them on waivers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you still had a solid draft. I don't think there was a lot of weaknesses in there, just preparation.
Other than bench.
Bench, yeah. This draft, I definitely thought about a little more than my other draft I did just because it was my first one. But I feel like I drafted better in my second draft, especially with a little more like awareness of where people are going you know, I can say, okay, well, I saw him go last week in the sixth round. I shouldn't be taking him in the fourth round. I might be able to get somebody better. I had the eighth overall pick, and I took Travis Kelce. Couldn't believe he fell to me at eight. Came back around and got St. Brown, and then I started panicking because Mahomes went off the board right away. So I grabbed Jalen Hurts, Kenneth Walker, Ayuk, Gabe Davis, James Cook. I had two Bills back-to-back. I was told that any Buffalo Bill is a good pick this year except for their tight ends. I don't know how. I think James Cook's going to explode this year. I went early and got Jamal Williams from New Orleans in round eight because he's going to be their RB1 the first 3 weeks, and he was a leading touchdown scorer last year, so I figure it's good to have him. Then right away, 9 and 10 is kind of right where I get my kicker and my defense every year because then I just want to focus on the bench after. So I went ahead and got McPherson and Pittsburgh's defense. I took Peoples-Jones because I just like to have one Brown on my team every year.
Mm-hmm.
Then I started panicking. I got Romeo Doubs, hoping that Christian Watson and Doubs were going to be a dynamic duo for Green Bay. Sam Laporta, Laporta is going to be Detroit's tight end one this year. So I figure he was ranked higher than even Ferguson for Dallas, which I think Ferguson's going to have a better year, but I took Laporta on a risk. Jaylen Warren's going to have more touches than
Najee.
Yep.
I was jealous of that pick. I'm not going to lie.
I just couldn't believe I got him in the 14th round. Went and got my backup quarterback, Jared Goff. Since I have St. Brown, I figured that'd be a good combo for a bye week with Jalen Hurts out. And I ended up getting KJ Osborne in the last round. He did pretty decent last year, getting some catches when Jefferson's being double covered.
Well, especially if Jordan Addison's going to be out with concussion, because he's still in protocol right now.
Yeah.
So I was looking at drafting him last night in my this is like my go-to league, I guess. It's the league I've been in for for about almost 10 years now, actually. So last night I went Mahomes at my quarterback, Barkley at running back, Kenneth Walker at running back. Then right now I have starting Brandon Cooks, Devontae Smith. I'm huge on Devontae Smith this year. TJ Hockenson at tight end.
Dotson's my flex right now. It's a great pick.
Yeah, I love Dotson, even though he went to Penn State. Gano at my kicker. Jacksonville defense. I mean, they're in the worst division in football.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense played amazing last year, so I was surprised they were ranked so low. They didn't lose anyone, I don't believe. I think, if anything, they added. And then once again, my bench on this one's not strong, but I was confident enough in the starters that I have to just kind of, you know, take some risks on some bench players. So I got Bigsby, Dalvin Cook, Deontay Jackson, who's filling in for Jonathan Taylor. I almost called him Jordan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor and Zach Evans. Tank Dell, big upside. Quentin Johnson and Tyler Higbee. But yeah, I was pretty happy with that one.
I was much happier with my second draft. What did you name your team for our league? Did you name it yet?
I didn't name it. It's still Brandon's Brilliant Team.
I named mine Hurts When I Wipe.
Hurts When I Wipe.
And then my other team that I just drafted on Saturday night, I named Watch Fields Cook because I have got Justin Fields and James Cook. Like I said, I'm high on James Cook this year.
Mm-hmm.
I love my flex, though. I've got Ridley and Lockett. I think they're going to be studs this year. I was really high on the Jacksonville Jags in this draft, getting Etienne and Ridley. But then having Justin Fields, I was like, well, if I don't get DJ Moore, I've got to figure out a plan. So I took Kmet because that seemed to be his number one target last year, and I took Mooney just to have as insurance. But my one Brown was Njoku, which I think was a solid pick.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a lot of touchdowns this year, honestly.
I was able to get Njoku in the 10th round, which I thought was a steal for being...
That is a steal.
For being considerably...
Is it, what, 12-man league?
10. Or 10. 10.
10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got Justin Fields in the 5th round, which I thought was incredible. I took Jared Goff again on this team, but I got him in the last round. Nobody took him, which was crazy to me because he was rated really highly last year. Even I got Algier in the 12th round was incredible to me.
They run the ball so much, he's still worth the pick.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I took Jalen Hyatt as my one rookie of the year. I like to get a rookie every year in the draft just to say I got one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Jalen Hyatt's going to have as great of a year as people think.
I'm pretty high on him.
He could do it.
I was high on him. I wanted the Browns to draft him.
I did too. I just know Darren Waller will probably be the number one receiver on the Giants.
Yeah.
People were questioning why I took Diggs over Hill in the first round at pick 8 when available. I thought Diggs would have a better year, even with the controversy of what's going on, like contractually and the love in the Bills locker room. I figured having Josh Allen as your quarterback versus Tua, I mean, there was a stat last year that showed Tyreek Hill and Waddle didn't have zero. They had zero touchdowns when it wasn't Tua playing.
Yeah.
So it was just a risk. And, mm-hmm. With Tua's concussion history, who knows if he'll make it even a full season. So
yeah,
I'm high on the Bills this year.
Yeah. I thought it was hilarious that in all of my drafts, I was so high on Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't take him in one of my leagues.
That's funny.
He never was available.
That's
well, the one time he was available, I still had McCaffrey on the board. They let McCaffrey. This one league, this is why I'm not even naming this draft, because they let Christian McCaffrey drop all the way to the 8th overall pick.
What?
Oh, yeah.
How?
That screenshot
the other day. That team was disgusting.
That was 8th overall.
Oh, my gosh.
That was 8th overall. I could not believe it.
So what's tonight's loadout brought to us by?
It is Blake's Hard Cider Company. It's pretty solid. It's the caramel apple one. That's been a while since we did a loadout.
This is good. Blake's Hard Cider.
Shout out Blake. You can find it at Trader Joe's.
Shout out Blake. Caramel apple, yeah. I'm having a hard time tasting the caramel, but I can definitely taste the apple right up front.
Yeah.
It's definitely a hard cider.
Mm-hmm.
These are really good, though. Good for the fall. Good for football season being back. Go to Trader Joe's. Try Blake's Hard Cider.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
For the record, not a sponsor. We would love a sponsorship, though.
We love sponsors.
Blake's Hard Cider, we would love it. So we do have some stuff to talk about. One thing is about Josh Dobbs going to Arizona. Browns kind of got a steal in that trade and were really fast to pull the trigger. I guess the Cardinals gave him a 5th round pick for him, which, I mean, he was debatably going to get cut. So,
yeah,
not a bad pickup.
Didn't we get Cooper for a 5th round pick?
Yes. Yeah. We got Amari Cooper for a 5th round pick.
Gave us 1,000 receiving yards last season.
Yeah.
Going to be running for the first Browns wide receiver ever, right? For back-to-back.
1,000 yards.
Yeah, 1,000 yards.
I think so, unless... Did Jarvis?
Mm-mm.
Jarvis never did?
I don't think so. I was reading something that said like he's going to be either the first one since or the first one, but it wasn't nothing close.
Jarvis did get hurt a couple of times. I know he went 1,000 yard plus 2 different seasons. I don't know if they were back to back.
I think it was Dolphins Browns. Like,
oh yeah,
I think it was his last year at the Dolphins, first year with us.
Yeah,
I think
probably.
Is he out of the league? Like, did anybody draft him in your league?
Jarvis?
Yeah.
No, he's not on a team.
I didn't think so, yeah.
He's not on a team right now. I bet he'll get picked up at some point in the season.
But... I saw a bunch of people drafting, like, Kareem Hunt just for the hopes that he gets signed by either the Saints or the Colts. A lot of people were waiting to see what's going on with Jonathan Taylor. He fell to, like, the 5th round in our league.
Yeah, he fell – Jalen Waddle, actually, funny enough, fell to the 5th round in our draft last night.
Well,
I didn't expect that.
Yeah, I thought people were higher on him.
Yeah, I would have drafted him sooner, but when I got Smith, it just didn't make any sense.
Because
they're both week 10.
Yeah. I was going to take A.J. Brown in the first round in my friend league.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered that Diggs existed. Like, I was that close to doing – that's why I got Devontae Smith in this round, in this draft. I wanted one Eagles receiver. Because I was going for that same thing with the Hurts, duo, but didn't work out in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
So Fields it is.
That it is. Cardinals were actually really busy.
Yeah, they are.
They traded their former first-round pick, Isaiah Simmons, to the Giants for only a seventh-round pick. Granted, it's all over contract stuff. You know, he didn't get his option picked up. He hasn't lived quite up to expectations, but he hasn't played bad either.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like one of the biggest weaknesses of the Giants, because their one linebacker is now in trouble for selling fake Pokemon cards.
Yep.
Do you think the Giants are going to be good this year at all?
The NFC East, I think, is going to shock people. I think the Giants had a good year last year, but I'm very certain it might be a fluke year. I think it's going to be completely shocking. It'll be Eagles and then Commanders.
All right, we're praying on a big year from Sam Howell, though.
I think Sam Howell is going to have a great year. I think that the Commanders have a good offense. This is Chase Young's proving year. He's got to prove that he can be on a roster without, you know, getting injured. I could see them being better than the Cowboys. I'm not high on the Cowboys.
I'm not too high on the Cowboys either, but I'm not too low either. Mm-hmm. Like, their defense is still one of the best in the league.
They're going to be right around.
I mean, they got Stephon Gilmore now, too.
Yeah. I mean, they'll be right around 8 to 10 wins. I don't think any more than that, though.
Yeah. Even though I think Gilmore's a little bit washed, but I mean, that happens if you're a corner getting to your 30s.
Right.
Another big thing that happened, Mike Evans said that this is going to be his last year in Tampa.
So, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
He went really low in the draft. I mean, yeah. he was going eighth.
But there's probably a good chance he gets traded. I think there's a good chance he gets traded in the middle of the season.
No, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
No, they could get some value out of it rather than just let him walk.
I think, like I told you on Twitter, I think that it would be good for him to go to the Rams. I think the Rams are really struggling right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with the uncertainty of Kupp coming back, they need a stud there. I mean, they're relying on nobodies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know anybody's name except for maybe Van Jefferson.
And Stafford.
Well, I'm saying
yeah.
Weapons.
I mean, Akers. But he's,
yeah.
He literally revived his career that the last couple games of last season. Otherwise, I think he would have been out the league. Yeah. I didn't see anyone give him a shot. Considering they had him on the trading block and no one would even call for him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Rams would be a solid pick for that. I know I saw some people say the Browns, but I don't see that happening at all.
Especially with the Browns targeting Chris Jones. We don't have picks. We have nothing to give them. We just have the capital. We have the money. That's it.
Yeah. It's not like he's a free agent right now.
No.
So I think people can calm down on that one and stop giving up hope.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice because Browns fans, we need all the hope that we can get. But
yeah, but I feel like we're doing okay. I feel like we've got
– I think we're solid. Mm-hmm. I think we're solid with what we got. Yeah. I at least want to rock it out and see what we can do this year.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, that's a lot of the football. We're going to talk a little bit more about football later on in the podcast. But let's go ahead and get into our early season award predictions, like it says in the title. You know, Thursday, it's the day. Dylan, we're going to go down this list, and I want you to name who you think this award winner is going to be this year.
Okay.
Who is going to bring home the MVP?
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson? Whoa.
You ever heard of a guy named Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
It's not him.
Okay.
I think this year is the year that we see a new MVP face. It's going to be either Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen.
Okay. Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen. I feel like basically all of media is trying to give it to Joe Burrow right now.
Yeah.
So I would say it's between Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are counting out Josh Allen right now for some reason. They're sleeping on it. I think it's so weird.
It's just the Bills curse. People are so afraid of the Bills winning that they won't bet on them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's move on to Offensive Player of the Year.
It's either going to be McCaffrey, Jefferson, I'm not going to go quarterback for this one. I think it's going to be Jefferson or McCaffrey.
I got a bold pick for you.
Okay.
Nick Chubb.
That'd be something.
Yeah. Nick Chubb.
That would be really something.
Or Garrett Wilson.
Oh, man. So we'll talk about our division winners in a bit, but I'm high on Garrett Wilson this year. I wish I could have got him on either of my teams.
He got taken right before me in every single draft that I did.
Of course.
Yeah. Defensive player of the year.
You know, I'm out of touch with defense, but I think it's going to be someone on the front, like a D-end or an outside linebacker. And for some reason this year, I think we're going to see TJ Watt explode. And if it's not TJ, I don't have a clue who I think it's going to be.
I think it's going to be in his division.
I think it's Myles Garrett.
I think it's only – it's time. It's time.
Okay.
There's been years that he deserved it.
Oh, yeah.
Just as much as the person that did win it.
Yep.
Not that the person that won it didn't deserve it, but I think it's his time to win. Especially, you know, he's – I don't want to say getting up there in age, but he's, what, 26, 27?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's only got a few more years in his prime. He comes out and plays this year, gets 20 sacks, and he gets his.
Okay. I mean, I'd love to see it. Same with Nick Chubb. I'd love to see the Browns. I'd love to see Deshaun Watson win MVP.
Yeah, and if Nick Bosa is going to be holding out still, I don't see him making a comeback on that.
Yeah.
I could even see Micah Parsons. Is another good one, too.
Yeah.
How about Offensive Rookie of the Year? I think this one could be a landslide. But I could see another person.
I mean, I think the favorite right now is Bijan.
Mm-hmm.
But don't count out Jahmyr Gibbs. Don't count out, Zay Flowers. It's impossible for Zay Flowers to ball out with Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still high on Bijan.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bijan for now. I completely agree with both the other names that you said as well. I think only other Offensive Rookie of the Year would be honestly, probably Bryce Young if he pops up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the quarterbacks yet.
I'm not either.
I mean, I think Anthony Richardson has a better chance.
Anthony Richardson's another name. I don't know.
I think he has a better chance than Bryce Young, especially over CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
I think when we see Richardson versus Stroud play each other, it's going to be more of the Anthony Richardson show, despite CJ Stroud.
For now, at least. Yeah, for now. I think he's more NFL ready, especially playing in the SEC. Not that Stroud is a scrub by any means necessary. I mean, he played Big Ten, played phenomenal against Georgia, which is basically an NFL defense.
Yeah.
Literally an NFL factory there. Comeback player of the year. I feel like that one's pretty self-explanatory considering he made the roster already. I think he already won the award, DeMar Hamlin. I don't really know how you top that.
I was gonna say Deshaun Watson for that one, but it would have had to have been last season, I believe, for his qualification as a comeback. But yeah, it's gonna be DeMar Hamlin. I just don't think that anybody else could.
Yeah. Coach of the year. Who wins coach of the year? Basically, who has the best record or one of the best records, or improves their team the most?
This is a long shot, but I think it's going to come out of the NFC North, and it's going to be either, is it Eberflus?
The Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eberflus or Dan Campbell. I think that the NFC North, like, we have our bet going. It's going to be one of those two teams who are turning their program completely around. The Bears are going to be a playoff team this year. Mark my words. I think Eberflus could win coach of the year.
So, see, I think Eberflus has a better shot because they quite literally were the worst team in the NFL last year.
I don't see.
And the Lions just barely missed out on the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't see the Texans doing that well, so I don't see DeMeco Ryans. I don't see him winning it. And then who was the other one? I don't see coach from the Colts winning it.
I can't think of his name.
And I'm blind.
I literally know the defensive coordinator, I'm thinking of from Philadelphia because both of the coaches from Indianapolis and Arizona were the offensive coordinators. Steichen.
Yeah. Well, I'm just high on Eberflus. I think the Bears are going to have a great year. But that's just me. What about defensive rookie of the year?
Defensive rookie of the year. Wait,
you skipped that one.
Oh, I did skip that one. My bad. defensive rookie of the year. I want to say Jalen Carter, but I don't know. I mean, he's going to be rotating a three-man rotation between his former teammate Jordan Davis and also what's his name? Is it Brandon Graham?
From where?
Philadelphia.
Brandon Graham.
Is it Brandon Graham that's their defensive tackle? I feel like he's an end.
I don't know. I forget.
That's bad.
Yeah, look that up. I'm high on Witherspoon this year, the rookie out of Illinois to Seattle. I think that they have one of the worst divisions that they're going to be playing against this year, and he's probably going to get a lot of opportunities for picks, playing against Josh Dobbs twice a year, playing against Stafford, who's up there in age, and then playing against the possibility of Brock Purdy or
Fletcher Cox.
Fletcher Cox, yeah.
I knew it was one of the two.
So I'm high on Witherspoon winning it. I think that Seattle's going to have a great year.
Yeah, I could see Witherspoon being in the conversation for sure, absolutely. I think he went to the right program with that too, especially he's going to be next to Tariq Woolen too.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to get targeted a lot more just because he's a rookie. Because Woolen played really good last year. I'm trying to think of another rookie that would be good other than Jalen Carter. And
Jack Campbell could have a good year out of Iowa.
Jack Campbell, I think this is, yeah, I think if he comes out in balls, he's going to gain a shit ton of respect because if you remember, a lot of people were hating on that draft pick.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. I mean, he led the nation in tackles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's big country Iowa boy.
Yeah.
And he was a position they needed.
Yeah.
Their linebackers, they blow other than Rodriguez, and he was
undrafted.
Yeah.
So the fact that they went and got a draft pick linebacker, I mean, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm high on that too.
Yeah, and then we also have to talk about winning big on Colorado. I wish we could have recorded before that. I told you that you should have just done the flat one.
I know. I should have just done Colorado money line, but I had to mix it in a parlay. I just had to do it. And
never doubt Coach Prime. I was telling everyone at work.
I'm proud that you won at least.
Yeah. Well, Jason literally looked at me like I was crazy, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, I looked at him because like, he was crazy because he said FSU over LSU.
And they won.
Yeah, they did. By a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's if it's not Coach Prime, I don't know. I think they could do it all. I think they have
dogs. I think they have enough talent.
I think they have dogs on both sides of the field.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did you notice that they don't have a captain's patch? They have
leaders and dogs. Yeah, I love that.
That's so sweet. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Well, Shannon Sharpe, actually, right before you came over, I was watching because now he's on ESPN now officially.
Yeah, he called Stephen A. Skip.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He said, yeah, the tweet was like, he's been yelling Skip for so many years, he forgot who he was talking to.
I heard him talking about, like, how Dion's such a good coach is because he's able to connect with, like, the younger generation. He lets them be themselves being a mature dude.
Well, like, that's the biggest part is when you're a college coach, you're still developing young men. So he has a way of being able to develop them, and having two of his sons on the team really builds credibility for basically fathering this whole team.
Yeah.
Like, they probably look at him like he is their daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Prime is there is a chance that Colorado's in the college football playoffs this year.
I bet they are. I bet they will be.
If they beat USC in the middle of the season and they're a top five team, Colorado will be in the college football playoffs, which I think they can beat them.
Well, call me crazy. I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for this. I think Shador is better than Caleb Williams.
I agree.
I know it's early to say, but I think he's ultimately better than him. And I think that he will be a solid NFL quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And if he does it, he goes to the national championship, wins it, gets drafted and Caleb Williams is still number one, people are going to really hate the fact that they took Williams over Sanders one day. I mean,
no, I don't think Williams is going to be a scrub by any
means. No, he's not going to be a scrub, but they're already comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. What, because he runs around the pocket and finds plays open? I mean, it takes a lot more to be Patrick Mahomes than just being able to run around the pocket. And
I'm not going to lie. I would almost hate to be compared to that.
Yeah.
Because I think Patrick Mahomes wasn't being compared to anyone else when he got out of college other than Brett Favre. I mean,
yeah,
he sat a year. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, kind of people where everyone was like, all right, let's see what this dude can do. It's not like all this dude needs to be an MVP candidate from day one.
Yep.
But
exactly.
Travis Hunter is also going to be an absolute stud. I'm curious to see what position he's going to be playing.
Yeah.
At the next level, because he played wide receiver and corner.
Yeah, I could see him slowing down and being a cornerback at the end of the day. I think he's better as a ball hawk than he is receiving the ball. But
kind of like a Trayvon Diggs, but better. Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. I could see that too. And then, not the last, our Super Bowl matchup and winner. Who's making it this year? Early season predictions. Let's hear it.
So my Super Bowl prediction this year is going to a team that deserves it. They almost had it. I think the Eagles are going back to the Super Bowl. It's going to be the Eagles and the Bears in the national or the NFC Championship. And I think it's going to come down to, somehow, some way, the Browns and the Bengals in the AFC Championship for an unbelievable matchup. And the Bengals are going to go. It's going to be Bengals, Eagles.
Damn, we're trying to break my heart out here.
I know. We're going to just make it. We're going to just make it. But then there's the Browns curse. We can't go to the Super Bowl. It's going to be Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow comes out on top, and he wins the Super Bowl this year.
Ooh. Yeah. I like that.
I think he needs to be redeemed. He will be in the AFC Championship. I don't think that's a question. It's just a matter of who against. And I think if you look at the Super Bowl odds right now, the Browns are like the fourth highest to go to the Super Bowl. How?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's that. On paper. On paper.
Our roster, top to bottom, is pretty damn good.
We just have to
get now it we got done. A kicker.
Yeah, we just have to get it done. And I think that the Chiefs are going to have an off year. I think they're not going to be.
They're still going to win their division, though, I think.
Yeah, they should.
Well, but I know you think the Broncos are somehow going
to. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. I just think it's going to be an unbelievable year. I think the Eagles will be back. But, yeah, it'll be Eagles, Bengals on top, bringing it home for Joe Burrow.
Okay. So my Super Bowl prediction, I also agree. I think the Bengals are going to make it. But NFC team. This year, it is going to be. I'm making it more dramatic right now. Atlanta Falcons.
Whoa. Coach of the year.
Arthur Smith. I'm pretty much right with you on Eagles. So being realistic, I think the Falcons are a dark horse, though.
I mean, they've got a great roster.
They have the worst division in football, too. I think they have the easiest path.
They do. They do have the second highest strength of schedule behind the New Orleans Saints.
Mm-hmm.
But look at it right there. That's the easiest strength of schedule. But what happens when they play big dogs? I mean, we're really going to have to lock in to see how they play up against an Eagles or play up against the 49ers or play up against the Chiefs, Bills. I mean,
well, I think Desmond Ridder is going to play really good this year.
And I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it happen. Change it up. You know, the top teams need to be flushed out and we need some new colors in the system. But I mean, hey, if that happens.
If you would have asked me like 2 weeks ago, I probably would have said the San Francisco 49ers. But the winner is going to be the Bengals. I hate saying that as a Browns fan, but I love Joe Burrow too.
Yeah.
So
it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. And then that happened like a week ago. We don't need
Yeah.
Other than Wander Franco, what are you doing? Let's see. Do you think Jonathan Taylor is going to play it all this year?
You know, he's out what, 4 weeks?
4 weeks. You know, he still could get traded. Other than his trade value, he's going to be way less now. So.
I think he should play. I think that he should just go out there and prove he's still a top back, get traded, and then, you know, the Colts are going to have to obviously take a loss there. Like, we fucked up. But some of the people that were asking for trades were asking for some crazy demands.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it is what it is when you're in a desperate situation. It just depends on how desperate they are. But, yeah, Jonathan Taylor, he'll come back. He'll play. He might not play with a bunch of spirit, but he'll play.
Yeah. Did you see some of the crazy asking prices they were asking from the Dolphins and the Packers?
Yeah.
Which the Packers kind of surprised me, but once I got an explanation on why, it made a ton of sense. You know, he's a Wisconsin kid.
Yep.
But, you know, Dolphins, they were asking for Waddle and a first-round pick. Like,
yeah,
for a running back with the pricing there. You know, doing to him right now. I mean, shit, Josh Jacobs just recently got his contract.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really a contract. It's just a, yeah, I'm going to tough it out for 1 year. And then Packers, I forget what the Packers was. I know it was pretty high. It was like a 2 first-round picks or something like that. Something you would trade a quarterback for.
Yeah.
I
think any more running backs are going to go for second, third-round picks.
At most. Yeah. I mean, that's what McCaffrey went for. He went for a bunch of second and thirds.
I could never see Derrick Henry going for a first-round pick anymore. Like, I just can't.
I think he goes for a low second-round pick.
Yeah.
And then Team USA. What happened? You lost to Lithuania. We were down by, like, 21 at one point.
You see Melo's Snapchat or Instagram story?
No.
LaMelo tweeted, no, it was, I'm sorry, it was a story. He was on Instagram and he posted, yo, is this my teammate? Because you remember the Ball Brothers played in Lithuania?
Yeah.
And he couldn't even tell by the name that was his teammate. He just said he's 33 and his teammate was 33 on his team, balling out against Team USA. And then he confirmed, yeah, that was my teammate.
Damn, that's crazy. I almost forgot that he played over there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm, because he didn't go to college.
Yeah.
Crazy path.
Well, no, he went over there during high school, right before he went to Spire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, man, that's right.
He straight up dropped out of high school.
Yeah, that's right.
Still,
what a weird path.
Yeah, it is a weird path that still end up the third overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about Anthony Edwards, more or less. Apparently, he's been getting a ton of praise, and he is, like, the man on the team. Do you think this is going to be his year to break out?
It should be. But it's funny when you say and other people say, like, he was the breakout star, which, like, if that's our biggest star in Team USA, that's hard to go out there and compete against all this talent that's across the globe that choose – some of them choose not to play in the NBA. I mean, I know it's a lot of – you know, these organizations, they go out and scout, they pick who they want on their team, but some of the talent that the Team USA faces in the FIBA or the Olympics or whatever is much better than what they play every night.
Well, just people, a lot of people have to realize, like, don't get me wrong, I wish we sent our Kevin Durant and all that to, you know, the Olympics and the FIBA tournament every year. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not the 80s.
Yeah.
Basketball has changed so much since then. You know, the Dream Team, it's not going to crush just any team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just every country. Basketball is one of the biggest sports other than
soccer.
Football. Yeah.
Football.
But yeah, I think Anthony Edwards, I almost said Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Is going to have a breakout year this year. My prediction is that he's going to be an all-star starter this year.
All right. I'd love to see
it. I think Timberwolves are still going to suck, though.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. That's a given.
Yeah.
That's tough for them.
But other than that, I know, Dylan, we had a couple of things we wanted to talk about before we close out.
Yeah. So it's football season. We've got a few big bets coming. We've already got the Baker Mayfield one crossed off the list. We are now on to the race to first place for the Bears and Lions. I'm excited about that one. Mm-hmm. The next one that we're announcing is the division winners bet. We're going to do a mega parlay for each of the division winners. I mean, it's not really a competition. It's more or less just see who has the most out of them. Going down the list, though, my divisional winners for this parlay are going to be the AFC North being the Browns, AFC East being the Jets, AFC West being the Broncos, AFC South, the Jags, NFC North, the Bears, NFC East, the Eagles, NFC West, Seattle, and the NFC South being New Orleans.
All right, and then I'll go ahead and do mine. I'm going to be a Browns hater on this one. AFC North, I have the Bengals. AFC East, I have the Dolphins. I love how none of us chose the Bills on that
one. Yeah, I know. I
thought that was kind of crazy. AFC West, I still think you're crazy for the Broncos, but the Chiefs. First one we agree on is AFC South, the Jags. They're easily the best team in that division. NFC North, I'm going with the Lions, of course. NFC East, Eagles. NFC West, I have 49ers. And then NFC South, the Falcons. I was actually surprised on how many we disagreed on.
Yeah, which is good, though. I mean,
it is good. It'll make it competitive.
We'll have to come up with something in the middle of the season, you know, whoever has the most or whoever has the least, you know, something. But obviously the next bet that we're about to announce is going to be a fun one. Brandon and I, we're doing a drive to five. We're doing $5 starting this Thursday. And you have to turn that $5 into $5,000 the quickest. And I have kind of a catch, though. It's going to be one of those bets where once you're out, you're out. So you have the $5 to start. Mm-hmm. And if you lose the $5, it's over.
Okay.
You almost want to pick a no-brainer from the start.
Mm-hmm. And just build on it.
Build on it. And then if you win, let's just say you double it, you have 10. Maybe your next bet, you only bet 5 so that you still have 5 in your reserve.
I was going to say, do you have to place $5 bet on your first bet?
Your first bet has to be $5. Yeah, it has to be
$5. Damn, I was going to say, I'll play that. I'll milk that shit out.
No, it's $5 to $5,000. So
one of us could literally lose week one.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And then the loser of this bet has to run a 5K, and it's only 3.5 miles or whatever it turns out to be. But after each mile, you have to chug a beer or a seltzer.
And it's going to be recorded on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, we're going to do a live stream on the YouTube. We're going to really get everybody laughing at us. Mm-hmm. I know there's some people that have mentioned that they want to partake in this drive to five. We'll just have to be super careful and strict on how we monitor it so that people aren't placing a $500 bet.
Yeah.
To then turn, well, on the first week.
I say we just post like results on where like standings are.
Yeah.
Like how much we're up.
Yeah. So if you know, if you're interested in being in a drive to five, you know, if you're a hardcore day one listener, reach out to us. We'll get you involved with the rules and the leaderboard. But yeah, starting this Thursday, we're doing the drive to five. We're going to post something on Instagram, a graphic of the rules and the speculations of what we're doing. But I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
I think it's going to be competitive.
I think we should have whoever has to run the 5K, they have to wear something crazy too.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll make it fun. But yeah, we're going to have the drive to five. We got the division winners, and we got the race to first place for the NFC North so far. I'm sure more will come mid-season. We've also got our work fantasy league that we got competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of stuff going on.
Should have to be like you have to wear like really short shorts and no shirt. And the 5K has to be in like November, the turkey trot.
Yeah. Oh. Yikes. That would be cold.
Oh, yeah.
We'll figure it out. As always, thank you guys for listening. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-GAMBLER if you have a problem, if you have a loved one who has a problem. We'll be back next week with week one results. And hopefully we're not both down $5.
Yeah, hopefully that
hopefully was, we're up.
Yes, and once again, shout out to Blake's Hard Cider Company. Peace.